Report linking fluoride to lower IQ in children made public after CDC, HHS tried to block it. It's a report from the bureaucrats in the government looking at 50-plus years of studies and current new studies and showing neurotoxicity, not to mention attacks on fertility, increased bone cancer, the list goes on and on. Now, you need a little bit of calcium fluoride as a trace element in your food, and it's very good for you. A very small amount. Look the studies up. And it's naturally in the water. It's naturally in some foods. On average, I saw a study last year, what is put in one brand of powdered eggs, wait for this, is over a million times what your daily allowance of calcium fluoride is. Now, what they call fluoride in the water, and anybody can just look this up, there's been even national newscasts admitting it of all places, is dozens, hundreds, or up to 380-plus chemicals. One batch out of China got studied over a decade ago. We had Dr. Connett, who was head of a whole university department at the time, and toxicology came on in chemistry. And they looked at just one of the main companies we buy, quote, fluoride from China. It's their toxic waste. It had 380-plus, memory says 383, chemicals, including lead, mercury, arsenic, the list went on and on. And the type of fluoride it has in it is hydrofluorolytic acid. I always butcher that. Hydrofluorolytic acid, which, again, has been made highly toxic and highly reactive in the body. It's an acid. One of the most dangerous, it'll dissolve body parts. We are back live broadcasting worldwide on this Thursday transmission. All right, let's talk about absolute bona fide proof these people are out to get us. Since the mid-1940s, mainline scientists said you should not put what they call fluoride in the water. It gives you dental fluorosis. It gives you bone cancer. It attacks fertility. It lowers IQs. It is highly toxic, and it is an adjuvant in that it is an acid that helps bring toxins through the blood-brain barrier. It supercharges death. And you can go to Google even and type in Harvard studies confirm fluoride lowers IQ. There are literally thousands of them. They know exactly what they're doing. In fact, the most popular fluoride until about 30 years ago, the most popular pesticide until about 30 years ago, and they banned it, was fluoride. And you just sprinkle it on the ground and roaches would walk through it, lick their feet, and die. So this is an extreme, extreme poison, ladies and gentlemen. And under federal law, they're allowed to put hundreds and hundreds of toxins in it and call it fluoride. There's one Harvard study, Impact on Fluoride and Neurological Development in Children, 2012. Massive IQ reduction. That was a condensed 27-study group. Now they looked at over 200 studies and found cancer, infertility, lowered IQ, and the list goes on and on. But that's okay because we have the deputy head of HHS, Admiral Tranny, HHS head, Hyde's report on fluoride toxicity in children. The story is on Infowars.com and Band.video on the Red Pill TV channel. But because it's an admiral and a beautiful woman who does want to keep secret gender transition brainwashing for elementary students, what a wonderful, creepy person. It's okay because, well, that's what Rachel Levine says. So Rachel Levine tried to hide the report. And here's where you can read about it. Report linking fluoride to lower IQ in children made public after CDC, HHS tried to block it. The good news is they're not blocking it. It's like they tried to block the Pfizer internal study that it was killing a bunch of people with the so-called COVID shot. A top HHS official blocked release of long-delayed fluoride toxicity review, internal emails reviewed for over a year and a half. Health officials delayed report linking fluoride to brain harm. This is Mother Jones. This is mainstream news reporting this. Yahoo Finance. Suppressed government report finding fluoride can reduce children's IQ made public under EPA lawsuit. So we have to sue to get the government's own reports. But I just showed you university and government reports from 12 years ago saying the same thing. Dental fluorosis, cancer, lowered IQ, infertility. These are weapon systems being used against us. And look, I know as an audience of great activists who are the engine behind our success, warning humanity, know that. But the general public still doesn't get it. And there have been hundreds of national news stories attacking me over the last 20 years or so. Didn't happen the first 9 years of my operation. Jones is insane. He says the tap water's not safe. You should filter it. He just wants to make money. Well, absolutely. I want to sell the highest rated water filters that will cut all of this crap out because it's something good to sell you. Like selling somebody when their 16-year-old gets a car, hey, you should buy one of these used Volvos. They're very safe. I mean, if I was going to sell cars, I'd try to sell a moral vehicle that was a good vehicle and that was reliable and that was safe. I'm not going to say what brand of car my wife drives, but I drive American cars. But when I drive my daughter, I get in my wife's car. I like a dangerous American car that's like a tinfoil can, but it goes 250 miles an hour. Don't drive my six-year-old daughter in it. I get in my wife's European car that has a double steel titanium cage in it. And one day when I wasn't in the car, an idiot woman in a Jeep hit my wife and daughter going about 60 miles an hour when she was at a red light in the back, and it broke one of the steel cages, bent it in about half a foot, and the Jeep was crushed 3 feet back in. Now, I'm only using that as an allegory to break down the fact that we want to protect our children as much as we can. These people are bombarding our children with these weapons. So yes, we sell the Alexa Pure Breeze made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell, and it's not a plug here. It is, but it's really about reality. The very best, highest-grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is, you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now, finally back in stock. All the supply chain breakdowns, they've been sold out for 6 months. These people are out to get you, and you can't just sit there and let them do this to you. You can't just not mitigate it. It's like not owning a gun in a high crime area. You're crazy. You need to filter your water. You need to know how to use a gun. You need to not eat a bunch of GMO. You need to get sunshine. You need to take your vitamins. And I'm not up here preaching at you. I'm just saying God's given us ways to mitigate it. But think about the level of premeditated evil to get up there and all the TV programs and all the stuff you've seen, not attacking me, but everybody else saying, no, it's conspiracy theorist. Even back to Dr. Strangelove in 1964, the water's safe. You should drink it. No, it's not. It's not safe anywhere, even in farming areas with wells. It's full of glyphosate. It's full of Roundup. It's full of crap. And that's what's killing us. But I'm the bad guy for telling you to protect yourself. They're the good guys telling you there's no problem and suppressing reports that they know one of the biggest causes of cancer And low IQ and infertility is the so-called fluoride that is weaponized, concentrated, electrified, acid-based molecule that if you take pure fluoride and you stick your hand in it for 2 seconds, when you pull your hand out, all the skin is going to slide right off it to the muscle. If you've got the power and the willpower to stick your hand in that fluoride for 3 minutes, your arm's going to fall off when you pull it out with the bones sticking out. We've had the engineers on that have seen it. You can throw a dead rat in a pool of fluoride. They all got to be wearing masks and full hazmat gear. They've done it. There's been demonstrations of it. That rat is dissolved in 3 minutes. Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on Earth. The most powerful. It's like the movie Alien. When you cut it and that stuff drips out, that's what we're talking about. In fact, it eats through metal and concrete in minutes. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. So what you're told is, quote, calcium fluoride that you need a tiny bit of to live is not calcium fluoride. Powerful acid that will dissolve your body, the whole body, in less than an hour. Now I want to show TV viewers this. Radio listeners can find the archive or the live feed at InfoWars.com or Bandai Video. We're also showing some B-roll footage of when we got a tour of the Austin Water Treatment Plant. They said no cameras, but we secretly shot all of it. We'll go back to that here in just a moment. I'll show you the same signs I'm about to show you right now. But look at this. This is a material safety data sheet that I have here in front of me. MSDS is a document that details the hazardous components of a product, its characteristics, effects on human health, as well as its handling precautions. And this is the data sheet for hydrofluorosilicic acid or acid-based fluoride. Health hazard, highest rating for deadly. Number three, extreme danger, hazardous. And it's listed at a 4. It's an oxidizer, an acid. It's explosive. And it goes on and on and on. May deteriorate, shock and heat, violent chemical change, unstable. So that's what Rachel Levine, the admiral, says is good for you and something that you need to drink if you're the children. He also wants to cut your children's testicles and penises and breasts off because it's a program of sterilization and death that they make fancy and cool and fun and a right. And they're suppressing what the fluoride does to you and your family, as I showed you last segment. You can see the ratings on it right there. The highest level danger ratings listed on it for toxicity and poison.
As a longtime listener, I've tried nearly every one of your nutraceuticals, products like DNA Force, Super Male Vitality, and your vitamin C and zinc with rose hips have become staples of my everyday life.
Thank you.
But what I feel, you're welcome. And what I feel is more important, though, is your filtration systems. The fact that we spend one third of our life in our bed, everyone should have an air filter in your bedroom at least. You have no idea what you're missing if you don't. And if you're not filtering your water that you drink, the water that you cook with, or even the water that you clean your fruits and vegetables with, again, you are not taking your health into your own hands like you can. It'll change everything for you. And once you get back the shower filters, I propose you get together a package with all three to get everyone started with a healthier living.
Well, let me interrupt you, and then we'll come back from break. Yes, you'll get your point out. But I want to just say something about this. It came out 2 weeks ago. We've done some reports on it, but I haven't covered it personally. They gave the Health and Human Services Department and the EPA months ago a 50-plus university, 20-year study consortium that the IQs are dropping because of fluoride in the water and fertility. Of course, they knew that. That's why they did it. And Admiral, whatever his name is, the guy that dresses like a girl, he blocked that. But the report still came out. So, yes, they are bombing us through the water supply. If you think it's bad, they're giving mRNA shots to some of the cows. If you think that's bad, ladies and gentlemen, what they call fluoride is just toxic waste. That's a bile catchphrase for up to 300 plus chemicals they dump in the water